livestock producers face tighter supplies of DGS. Livestock operations with a nearby ethanol plant have had the opportunity for an alternative feed supply to compete with higher-priced corn and soybean meal in recent years. While that seemed like a slam dunk to help feed budgets, a recent decline in ethanol production due to reduced demand by the motoring public has diminished the supply of distillers' grains and solubles, DGS. The product has provided much more promise in recent years than when first introduced, but will certainly be one of those commodities that's becoming more price-sensitive than in years past. As livestock feeders have been challenged by the cost and availability of corn, in part due to the drought and in part due to ethanol demand, DGS has loosened the grasp somewhat. However, as the U.S. and world enter a period of tight feed supplies, Iowa State University economist Bob Wisner explores some of the trends that should be top of mind for DGS users. First of all, DGS production by ethanol plants is expected to show a decline in the current marketing year because of the drought, a function of higher corn prices, but also because demand for gasoline has declined. Wisner says DGS production will also be a function of any change in policy that reduces ethanol production, along with the amount of ethanol imported from Brazil. Another factor is the fact that the industry has overproduced and received credits that could allow it to meet expected deliveries out of stocks, but not have to depend upon higher-priced corn. Wisner says the production decline will be temporary because of the approval of E15 that will generate more DGS from future ethanol production over time. And he says the higher ethanol blend could increase ethanol production by one-third or more in future years. In the past several weeks, ethanol production has exceeded USDA projections. And if that were to continue, Wisner says the rest of the marketing year would result in larger supplies of DGS. When fed to beef cattle, Wisner says a pound of DGS can replace more than a pound of corn. But the rate of feeding is a lower rate for, of course, other livestock species. Domestic beef and dairy industries, of course, are the largest users. However, the U.S. has also been exporting large quantities of DGS, and he says that will increase as more ethanol is produced. Exports have been purchased by Canada and Mexico, but in the 2009-2010 marketing year, China became a large customer and bought about a quarter of U.S. exports. After a brief dip due to a potential trade dispute, China has returned as a buyer, even though it's also a large producer of ethanol and distillers' grains. DGS is typically priced under the cost of corn, but due to drought market dynamics, the cost have drawn closer with corn and soybean meal, and at times even exceeded them. He says record or near-record high soybean meal prices likely have allowed DGS prices at times to exceed corn prices as the market more closely reflected their protein value. Wisner is not hesitant to predict some tight supplies of livestock feed in coming months, not only including DGS, but grains, soybean meal, and feed wheat. He says current indications are for very tight supplies in 2013. Final U.S. crop data will be released in early January, when South American supplies will need to be abundant. But Wisner says the current data points to significantly higher prices in the coming marketing year for DGS. One of the coming trends that DGS users will have to watch is the change in content of DGS as ethanol plants begin to remove corn oil. Different amounts will be removed at different plants, creating a need for valuation of the product, identification of the product content, and how its value differs from conventional DGS. So in summary, DGS has become a valuable and dependable livestock feed, particularly for the beef industry, but its availability could become tight in coming months. Ethanol production has expanded over past years, but the rate of increase has flattened. DGS prices have risen to be more closely aligned with corn and soybean meal. Changes in government policy with regard to ethanol, along with the international demand for DGS, will also play roles in the supply and demand of the product. This is Stu Ellis.